Hello. Let's explore compassion. I want to do that by reading a section of the book Embraining, Using Your Multiple Brains to Do Cool Stuff by Grant Suzaloo and Marvin Oker. And we're going to begin on page 226. The Highest Expressions, a Powerful Insight. Years ago, whilst researching esoteric wisdom practices, we came across a powerful insight from the Tibetan Bonpo tradition. It suggested that a person could be considered to have truly lived a wise and beneficial life if they'd mastered three core competencies: compassion, creativity, and courage. We were so intrigued by this insight, we captured it in writing and set it aside, revisiting it periodically in our conversations and explorations. After having factor analysed the core competencies of the three brains, we were fascinated to notice that the Bon insight highlighted a key and generative competency from each brain. The heart brain, compassion. The gut brain, courage. And the head brain, creativity. As we continued our research, we discovered very similar advice from other spiritual and philosophical disciplines. Although slightly different words were used, for example, kindness instead of compassion, bravery instead of courage, etc., they all conveyed core competencies that were similar in their qualitative nature. We therefore became even more curious and intrigued by these three Tibetan Bonpo core competencies. We began to look for structures that could explain the consistency of these prescribed core competencies across so many different philosophies, practices, and cultures. The question became, from an MBIT perspective, what is so special about these competencies? We discovered three key qualities that make these competencies particularly generative. First, if you look them up in the core competencies framework, Chapter 3 in this book, you'll notice they're all highly coherent states. Second, in actual practice, these virtues are neurologically integrative by their very nature. Each of these competencies requires the engagement of the other two neural networks in order for them to be fully manifest in behaviour. And third, our behavioural modelling research found that the interdependent and integrative nature of these three competencies enables the emergence of a higher order level of consciousness and way of being. In other words, they collectively enable and facilitate the highest expression of an authentic self. Subsequently, these three competencies became what we respectfully called the M-brain's highest expressions. And we'd like to suggest that all of the competencies each brain evinces, these three C's, creativity, compassion, and courage, are the most generative and defining of them all. They're certainly the most integrative to work with for attaining greater levels of wisdom and personal evolution. Indeed, from our behavioural modelling and action research work, we found these three competencies, when aligned together, are able to produce a synergistic magic that is incredible to experience. So let's just explore the heart brain and compassion in this audio. Let's start with three quotes that are in the book. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. That's the Dalai Lama. Compassion is the basis of all morality. That's Arthur Schopenhauer. And love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. The Dalai Lama again. A compassionate heart is a heart that loves. It's also a heart that cares and connects. A heart that gives and forgives. And a heart that actively reaches out to help others in need. It is a heart that heals. We hope you'd agree that a person with a truly compassionate heart is worth admiring and emulating. And as you may come to realize from listening to this chapter, such a person is you. You have these qualities and abilities because you have a heart. And your heart is highly intelligent and seeks to fulfill its prime functions. When you use MBIT methods to bring your heart into a state of high coherence, your true nature is free to emerge and starts expressing itself naturally from a way of being whose essence is love and compassion. In our live workshops, we're often asked why we didn't use the word love as the highest expression of the heart brain. To be honest, we could have. It certainly would fit better with most people's beliefs about the legendary powers of love. However, in our behavioral modeling research, we found that something more was needed within the context of a highest expression. We found that sometimes people can use MBIT to bring their hearts into a coherent state of love, experience sublime internal feelings of love and being loved, and then do nothing more than enjoy the endorphin ride. While there's nothing wrong with blissing yourself out every now and then, people were sometimes more focused on having an internal experience rather than expressing an authentic self into the external world. Compassion, on the other hand, starts with love and includes kind action. This aspect of kind action is important as it engages your gut brain with its prime functions of core identity and mobilization. Without the heart including and integrating with the gut brain, it's not really compassion. This is where many people confuse or mistake compassion with sympathy, empathy, pity, and just feeling sorry for the other person. Merely feeling these internal states doesn't really help anyone in any tangible way. True compassion is more than just an internal feeling. True compassion has intention. It seeks to help by either alleviating suffering or contributing to the happiness of others. It requires the gut to take kind action, to express into the external world the heart's internal valuing of love, care, and connection. True compassion results in compassionate acts. Let's look at smart versus dumb compassion. Keep in mind that not all compassionate acts are intelligent. There is what the Buddhists call dumb compassion. This can occur when the head brain is not included or integrated with the heart and gut for intelligent kind action. For example, many years ago on a trip to India, our group was told by our guide that if approached on the street by child beggars or invalids, we should not give them money. And if we did, then certainly not to give a lot. Sure enough, we were constantly approached by children and invalids wherever we went. The guide's advice was difficult to follow as the children looked extremely destitute and their sad eyes could soften the heart of a statue. It was even more difficult to refuse the begging of the many invalids with no legs and no arms who were blind or had some other severe disability or deformity. Our hearts felt their suffering and our guts wanted to act by giving them money, but this would have been dumb compassion. Our guide's advice served as the role of the head brain being integrated for smart compassion. As our guide explained to us, giving money to the beggars does not alleviate their situation in any way. The beggars have made begging their daily job and they're good at it. They know how to tug at our heartstrings to get money out of us. Giving them money only reinforces their routines as successful. And once other beggars see you give money, you become bombarded with even more beggars. You will go broke. And if you give a lot of money to a beggar, you've now made them a target for other beggars to beat and rob them for it. In other words, your dumb compassion either does nothing at all to improve the situation or makes things even worse. Smart compassion requires integration between the head, the gut, and the heart. Compassionate acts and you. As a highest expression of your heart intelligence, compassion is obviously not just an emotional state that comes and goes depending on how you're feeling at the time. True compassion involves doing good in the world because you act to relieve suffering or enhance happiness in others. As a highest expression, it's a way of being that embodies a consciousness of connection. While this may at first sound lofty to your head brain, it is in fact a natural state for your heart brain when functioning at levels of high coherence. Within the experiential world of the highly coherent heart, this is you. When your heart is in a state of highly coherent compassion, you are compassionate. Numerous studies have shown that people who practice meditation on loving kindness for as little as 3 months actually show more prefrontal lobe activity than before. The functioning of the head brain literally changes, and new neuronal connections and patterns are created by engaging in highly coherent states of loving kindness. In other words, you literally change into a more compassionate you through the practice of compassion. And compassionate acts are not totally selfless in their benefits. When you simply feel sorry for someone, you end up just feeling sorry. But when you act on your care and concern, when you actually do something to help a person or make a situation better, you feel good about yourself and your worth. Compassionate acts not only connect you with others, they connect you with yourself. They connect you to a truer, more generative self that's deeper than your ego personality self. You get more in touch with your authentic self, the one that recognizes, experiences, and acts from a consciousness of connection. This is why, deep in our heart of hearts, we all appreciate and value acts of loving kindness whenever we see or experience them. Self-compassion. Perhaps one of the most important applications of compassion is with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the platform from which you relate to others. If you find it difficult to be kind to yourself when you make certain types of mistakes, you'll probably find it difficult to be understanding and compassionate with others when they make similar mistakes. If there are certain things you don't like about yourself, the odds are high you'll have little tolerance for others who demonstrate the same characteristics. Many people wrestle with themselves on issues related to poor self-image and low levels of self-esteem. This happens if they continually judge, criticize, and condemn themselves based on the perceptions of past failures or mistakes. This becomes a breeding ground for chronic feelings of insecurity, anxiety, guilt, worthlessness, and even hopelessness. Without compassion for yourself, it's difficult, if not impossible, to forgive yourself. Without self-forgiveness, it's difficult to experience self-love, self-acceptance, and self-belief. With compassion, however, all this becomes possible in an instant. Compassion for self requires that you recognize that deep within you are a good person with good intentions, trying to do good things, and that you're human. As humans, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. We live, we do, we experience, and ideally we learn. With a compassionate heart, no matter what happens, you can affirm yourself as a good person doing the best you can. You can speak to yourself with internal dialogue in a kind voice rather than a critical one. You say affirming things to yourself that support you in growing and developing as a human being. You encourage yourself to fully express who you are based on your own authentic truth as you currently know it at this stage of your personal growth. Without compassion for yourself, you become your own prosecutor. Your critical internal dialogue conditions and keeps you small, constrained, and fearful of taking further action in case you make another mistake. With compassion, however, you become your own best friend and mentor. You seek to understand yourself and your conditioning through self-awareness. You value and appreciate your intentions, efforts, and the positive aspects of yourself in light of your personal history. You affirm and encourage yourself to learn from whatever happens and to keep taking action with new knowledge and awareness. You relate to yourself from a place of love, kindness, appreciation, and a generosity of spirit. With compassion for yourself, you give yourself the foundation for joyful living and full, authentic self-expression. Hope you've enjoyed listening to that chapter or part of a chapter from Embraining, Using Your Multiple Brains to Do Cool Stuff by Grant Suzaloo and Marvin Oker. There is a companion audio where we will take you through compassionate self-connection exercise, so please do head over and listen to that exercise too. We'd love to see you there.